Perfect Storm. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcasts. Let me check my calendar. I'm not too sure where we're at. Let's see. It's not Monday, nor is it Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Thursday. Oh, wait a second. It's Friday, and that could mean only one thing. It's your cousin Brucey in WCBS FM in New York, baby. I gotta tell you, it's a Fun Facts Friday. That's right. It's a Fun Facts Friday. Facts over. Your favorite news story of the week at 1-800-THE-PERFECT-STORM. If I read your facts on the radio, you win a free copy of my book, Morningstar's Tale, available at morningstarstale.com. I'll tell you what, Bobby, this guy's 1 minute into the show and he's already promoting the book. Damn.
Donnie?
Oh, hey, Ma. What's going on?
I was just listening in. What is a fax?
A fax is where someone sticks a piece of paper in a machine and it magically goes through the air and comes out another machine. Yeah, the same exact piece of paper. It flies invisibly through the air.
Oh, okay. I'm not listening to your show anyway. It's kind of stupid. Okay.
Well, thank you, Ma. Appreciate you being out there. Here we go. First facts. Already got it. FDA authorizes Pfizer's COVID shot for kids 5 to 11, opening a vaccination campaign to younger children. The FDA today authorized the first COVID vaccine for young kids, opening up another chapter in the nation's immunization campaign. The FDA issued an emergency okie-dokie for the Pfizer vaccine, making 5 to 11-year-old children eligible to receive the two-dose shot. This younger age group will receive the two lower doses, that is, strength-wise, a few weeks apart, 3 weeks to be specific. The FDA voted 17-0 on the 26th, and that gave it the green light. So, beginning maybe Halloween, which would be fitting, they'll be giving children between the ages of 5 and 11 the jab. Of course, they have a 99.9999999999999999% chance of not dying from COVID. I don't think any child has ever even died from COVID in the United States. But here's what's going to happen. They'll start giving out the jabs. Children will get sick, probably. Some will die. At that point, the mob will become frantic, running on pure emotion, and demand that the vaccine be mandated for everyone. The powers that be will come up with a new variant. They'll give it a real spooky name, something a lot worse than Delta or Mu. But they'll come up with something fictitious. And of course, that new variant is actually just the vaccine getting the children sick, but they'll call it a variant. And then they'll probably up the game to the point where they'll mandate a vaccine for everyone, for the children that they're making sick. I know, it's really sick, but that's what I think is going to happen. It's not that I'm some sort of genius. If you have any kind of critical thought left inside of you, it's pretty easy to see where all of this is going. And you know what you can do about it? Nothing. You just have to let it go. It's going to happen. And there's nothing you can do about it. Way to start off with a downer. It's a Fun Facts Friday. Send me your favorite story, 800-THE-PERFECT-STORM. If I read your facts... Oh, yeah. If I read your facts on the air, you get a free copy of the book, Morningstar's Tale. I know I've never told you about it, but it's a book narrated by Lucifer where he informs you that the earth is flat and also gives you instructions on how the occult works, what you're made of, where you're going, and what's going to happen now. It's the perfect gift for Halloween. Give it to one of your friends that's gotten the jab. You're already not talking to them, so why not give another reason not to? Alienate those you love. Buy Morningstar's Tale today. Go to Morningstar's Tale. There's a link for Amazon. And I'll just sit here and wait for the next fax at 1-800-THE-PERFECT-STORM. Send your fax in now of your favorite news story. Oh, there you go. Oh, I cannot believe it's stuck again. Mike, you got to tell John. Mike, are you there? We'll do it live.
Unbelievable, sick.
We'll do it live.
Evil people.
You've got to tell John Stadmiller, I need a new fax machine, and I need it yesterday.
Screw your freedom.
Here we go. I got it. They are liars, and they are stupid. Arnold Schwarzenegger attacks world leaders over climate policies, arguing that cutting emissions can also boost the economy.
Screw your freedom.
Arnold Schwarzenegger said any world leaders warning that fighting the climate crisis would damage the economy. You're stupid and you're liars. All of these countries that come together and give these speeches. We're not going to go and lose jobs because you're going green and all this other stuff. They're liars. They're stupid, and they don't know what they're doing. It's all about having the balls to do it. That's actually what I said. I'm reading a quote. You need to have the balls to go green. You need green balls. What is wrong with you? And you need to cut emissions. Everybody needs to stop farting all the time. Why is everybody farting? If everybody was just stop farting, you would cut down on emissions. Stop your farting.
Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer.
By the way, this part of the perfect storm is not being brought to you by Pfizer.
Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Anyone else, Mike? Brought to you by...
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Anyone else?
Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer. This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
Wow. That's a lot of people being brought to you by Pfizer. Mike, could we have a recap of all the programs that are being brought to you by Pfizer?
Brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning, sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet, sponsored by Pfizer.
The perfect storm. That's brought to you by Pfizer. Fax in your story right now at 800-THE-PERFECT-STORM. 800-THE-PERFECT-STORM. I gotta stop saying that. If I read your facts on the air, you get a free copy of the book, Morningstar's Tale, the perfect book for Halloween, narrated by Lucifer, and Halloween is just around the corner, the highest holy satanic holiday on the calendar.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's just pretend I got a fax. Oh, here we go. 90% of Germans... Oh, wait, here it comes. How can I read it before it comes over? I must be in the metaverse. That's right. Mark Zuckerberg got me in the metaverse. 90% of Germans who haven't had the vaccine say, nine! 90% of Germans who haven't taken the COVID jab say they won't get it. Nine! With only 10% saying they probably or, you know, may get it. A recent survey carried out by Forsa on behalf of the Ministry of Health, Sieg Heil, found that 65% of Germans say there's no way they'll get the jab. A further 23% said probably not. And 1% said, bring back Hitler. out of the 3,000 respondents, only 10% were still undecided or said nine. According to the local, the poll results emphasize how people have until now chosen to remain unvaccinated against the COVID. It's unlikely they're going to get the jab. So it looks like the lines have been drawn in the sand.
Unbelievable, sick.
And I don't usually say who gets the book, but this fax was sent in by a Mr. I.P. Freely. Mr. I.P. Freely, congratulations on your book. We'll be mailing it out to you shortly. 800 The Perfect Storm is the phone number if you want to fax in your news story, and if I do read it on the air, I promise you I will be sending you the book, Morning Star's Tale. Fax right now, 800 The Perfect Storm. Okay. Popular Indian actor who suddenly died of heart attack had taken the COVID vaccine. Oh my goodness. Famous Indian actor Puneet Ramajama, 14 consonants, died Friday after suffering a massive heart attack. The 46-year-old actor complained of chest pains in the morning while working out at the gym. The Bollywood actor treated at the hospital in Coca-Cola, where doctors were unable to save him. Panajo Cordova, age 46, was brought to the emergency room, complaining of chest pains. He's gone. And of course, they say, well, he just died. No connection. The Bollywood star was frequently tapped by the Indian government to help promote the COVID-19 lockdowns and vaccines to the Indian people. He was, quote, a yoga practitioner and a strong advocate of healthy living. Puneet is known to be one of the healthiest and fittest actors in South India. Not anymore. According to a tweet, he received his first vaccine dose back in April and urged fans to get over it and get the jab. Not saying anything at the moment because he's dead. It's unclear whether he received the second vaccine dose, although probably. And again, this has nothing to do with the vaccine. He's just a very healthy 46-year-old that died of a heart attack that came out of left field. That's nothing to do with the vaccines. Please, you conspiracy theories, stop it. 800 The Perfect Storm. Yes.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Fax in your story. Fax in your story at 800 The Perfect Storm, not brought to you by Pfizer. Free book, Morningstar's Tale. Waiting for your fax. Right now. Oh, wait, it didn't come over yet. Oh, here it is. Got it. Ice Cube, West Side. Ice Cube, the rapper, or hip and or hopper, exits the Sony comedy Oh Hell No after declining COVID-19 vaccine. Ice Cube, departing Sony's upcoming comedy Oh Hell No, in which he would have co-starred with Jack Black after declining a request from producers to get vaccinated. Sources tell The Hollywood Reporter. Sony had no comment. A personal representative for Ice Cube declined to comment. WME, his agency, also declined to comment. Oh Hell No, being produced by Matt Tomlick and Black, both did not offer a comment. Oh Hell No. When asked to comment, Ice Cube said, Oh Hell No. 800, the perfect storm. Fax over your story to me. If I read it on the air, you get a free copy of the book, Morningstar's Tale, narrated by Lucifer, the perfect gift for Halloween. Nothing says Halloween more than a book narrated by the father of lies. You're welcome. Hey, Stormy, what are you doing? Laying down and you're bored out of your mind. Hey, just like the listener, looks like nobody wants to fax. Oh, here we go. Man, saved by the bell. Let me see if I can... Oh, boy, I'm out of paper. Hang on. I hate when these trays stick. Damn it.
Stop lying, Dad! I'm getting pissed now. You think you're tough, you're about to get it.
Oh, by the way, I have a theory. I think Alex Jones believes the Earth is flat, but he won't admit it on his radio show, because if he did, then he would lose part of his audience and his revenue. I really believe that. One of his minions, the guys that work for him, did a whole video on it. And I do believe, and it's just speculation, I could be wrong, but I do believe Alex Jones believes the Earth is flat and won't admit it because he's concerned it'll affect his revenue and his credibility, which it will. Florida Governor DeSantis sues Slippers over vaccine mandate for federal contractors. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday sued the Slippers administration over its vaccine mandate for federal contractors in a lawsuit alleging the president overstepped his legal authority. Said Governor DeSantis, the federal government is exceeding its power, and it's important for us to take a stand because in Florida, we believe these are choices based on individual circumstances. The 28-page lawsuit filed in federal court in Tampa argues that the administration has no legal grounds to mandate such a sweeping requirement and that Slippers' rules violate procedure law. By the way, Slippers did meet with the Pope.
It's nice. I like it to meet with the Slippers. Everybody loves the Slippers. You go take a nap now, Slippers. I'll let you go sleep by the altar where all the demons are.
The perfect storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Story that is really in depth. It's from Henry Maykow. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's over there in Canada. It's called COVID Hoax is Black Magic. And we've entered the Twilight Zone, folks. This is Black Magic. It's by a gentleman by the name of CK. And he writes, evil has always existed and it will always exist. Sorcery is used by evil people in evil societies, religions, the CCP, the individuals, the cabal, to summon low-level spirits to do their bidding and gain power over people. Whether you believe it or not doesn't matter. The cabal believes it, and it's been successfully using sorcery for thousands of years to maintain their power. These techniques are being used today for the COVID Great Reset to transform the Earth into a satanic realm. Blood oaths protect their secrets, but as we near the end game, everything will be visible to those watching. Sorcery is a small, worldly way that uses magic figures and numbers, chanted spells, and geomancy, the arranging of buildings, the layout of cities, the interpretation of signs on the ground to summon low-level spirits. Cities like Washington, D.C., as well as London and Rome, have been constructed using geomancy to attract demons. Sorcerers use these spirits to put them, put the people under a spell so they willingly hand over their lives to evil. This is part of the reason why you're scratching your head going, how come people don't see it? It's because it's a spell. Evil goes against truth, compassion, tolerance, and the characteristic of the cosmos. Washington, D.C. was literally built on geomancy. Historically, people were more aware of sorcery, and they had harsh penalties for anyone who used it. Witches were burned at the stake. One notable group was thrown out of 109 places for these practices. It was impossible to determine which members were sorcerers, so they all got tossed out. Sorcery was never tolerated because of its evil nature, ritual child sacrifices, etc., and the destruction it brought with it. Sorcery is now seen as positive. Today it's a different story. The moral character of society has decayed to the point where many people think sorcery is actually a good thing. It's used to treat illnesses with modern medicine and holds a spell over the world. They are unable to discern good from evil. The Greek word for sorcery, pharmakia, is the basis of our modern word pharmacy. In Greek, pharmakia could mean magic, sorcery, witchcraft, enchantment, drugs, or even medication. The snake is the symbol of modern medicine. How could a poisonous snake be good? The symbol of modern medicine, a snake coiled around a stick. Can it be any more obvious? Many magic figures are in plain sight, and they surround us. Look in your pocket. You have a $1 bill. On the reverse, you find the pyramid with the all-seeing eye on top. Pyramid buildings are everywhere, and you can find pyramid statues in front of buildings, indicating the loyalty of the people who built it and who worked there. The number 6, of course, a powerful number. 666 is used widely by religious and secret societies, including the social distance of 6 feet. Okay, 666 hand signals. The word hex is derived from the number 6. All of these things are used to attract demons. The Great Seal was placed on the Federal Reserve note in 1935. It includes the all-seeing eye at the top of the pyramid and the New Order of Ages motto to cast a powerful fake money spell. I think your mic might be on, Mike. No worries. COVID is a ritual sorcery. A spell has been cast over the entire world, and most people, as you and I can tell, have succumbed to it. If it didn't work, the cabal wouldn't use it. Even good people fall victim if they're misled, unaware, undiscerning. The goal of the spell is to impose the Great Reset, the One World Order, and get most to willingly sell their souls to join the evil. Masks and 6 feet of social distancing get the people to participate in the ritual. The COVID vax travel, access to work passports, complete the picture, eventually locking anyone good out of society. COVID began in China, the home base of the CCP Red Dragon. It is a bioweapon, and it's part of a long war being waged by China, which has a 5,000-year history of doing these things to their enemies. We'll continue on the other side. The Perfect Storm. Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that COVID was a hoax? But I just want to say that I told you so.
Stop lying, Dad! I'm getting pissed now.
The truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360,
brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a Difference, brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start, brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday Night on Aaron Burnett Out Front, brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This Weather Report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's Countdown to the Royal Wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download, brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning, sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet, sponsored by Pfizer.
The perfect storm. Going through an article from henrymaycow.com, COVID hoax is black magic, and I couldn't agree anymore. COVID is a ritual sorcery. If you don't look at this through spiritual eyes, you're not going to get it. A spell has been cast over the entire world, and most people will succumb. If it didn't work, the cabal wouldn't use it. Even good people fall victim. They're misled. They're unaware. The goal? To impose the Great Reset, the One World Order, and to get most to willingly sell their souls. COVID began in China, home base of the CCP Red Dragon. It's a bioweapon and form of long war being waged in China, which has a 5,000-year history of doing things to their enemies. Those aligned with the CCP are becoming obvious. The blood oath taking secret society members, politicians, bankers, educators, doctors imposing the COVID tyranny. The spells are used to get people to willingly accept their doom. Modern medicine was created out of sorcery. Even in ancient times, sorcery treatment existed. A sick man will do anything to get temporary relief. Sorcery summons low-level entities to postpone or shift the illness. The individual accepts the demon willingly for the treatment, and the end bargain is spirit possession of the individual. And as a side note, that's the same thing in black magic. Manly P. Hall talked about that in the Bible of the Occult, The Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly P. Hall. He said, the black magician comes into an agreement with the demon where the demon will serve the black magician while he's alive, and after the black magician dies, he serves the demon. This is the reason modern medicine never cures anything. It only postpones the illness or shifts it somewhere else. The karmic debt must be repaid with spiritual possession, even though the treatment can never be a cure. This is exactly what we're seeing with the experimental COVID vax, and why so many anti-vaxxers turn around and become pro-vax after taking the injection. Whose thoughts are those? Who's saying these things? The person or the spirit latched onto them when they sign the consent form and are injected? When people say, I would rather die than take these injections, that person is very wise. Those who are spiritual in nature understand the damage the shot will cause their souls and avoid anything that can lead to spirit possession. Religious believers know about the mark mentioned in the Bible, and many believe the injection is the mark of the beast. I don't, but I believe it's building the system that will become the mark. Reports are now surfacing that there are those who've received the injections showing a Bluetooth MAC address from their bodies. This hasn't been widely confirmed yet. However, look at the spell being cast by the Bluetooth logo. It's a six-pointed star and dual pyramids, which are found in nearly every electronic device. People will be marked by these things, and they can be tracked from a distance using a mesh network of Bluetooth devices to relay signals from what are called slave nodes, that would be you, to the gateway nodes that connect to the internet. The electronic devices you pay for are creating your electronic prison. The Red Dragon, the CCP, has always persecuted good people. 100 million Falun Gong have been persecuted in China since July of 99, and now the entire world is being persecuted. The travel and employment restrictions will become worse, and a form of social credit will be imposed. Expect forced organ harvesting on an industrial scale, as has been done to Falun Gong in China. The entire world to be ruled by the CCP unless enough people wake up and reject the demonic spell. Remember, these evil people are lower than you. And he's right. Demons are people. They're persons without bodies. These lower level demons, they're using very low level evil as means to enslave and capture the soul. Never tolerate or accept the evil arrangements. Use discernment to follow the truth, compassion, and tolerance, and do not follow their sorcery. That article is called COVID Hoax is Black Magic. You can find it at henrymaycow.com. Head over to morningstarstale.com and you'll find an article I just uploaded. This one is called Injection Intention: Building a Bitcoin Blockchain in the Body. Both the graphene oxide contained in the jab and the Bitcoin blockchain have a hexagonal shape. Has anyone given any consideration to the idea that perhaps the injections are building a blockchain receiver and transmitter within the body? Is that what this is all about? I've done numerous stories talking about nanobots extracting hemoglobin from the blood and building some sort of structure. Some are now contending the nanobots are comprised of gold, which is a great conductor of electricity. During an interview, Catherine Austin Fitz, the publisher of the Solari Report, explained the end game for the central bankers. She said, quote, we do know they want to go to an all-digital system. with central bank cryptos. The easiest way to build the prison is to get freedom lovers everywhere to build the prison for you. To me, Bitcoin has always been the prototype on the way to building an all-digital crypto system that they would love to put into place. You have $400 trillion in fiat currency, and it needs a place to go. If you're buying up all the gold, silver, and farmland, the last thing you need is competition from retail. They want to shift them into crypto and get them to build the crypto train tracks. It's funny in a kind of way. It's brilliant. I think she's right. Taking the first step towards an all-digital system with central bank cryptos. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and the Slippers administration also supported digital currency. Yellen stated at a virtual discussion mediated by the New York Times, quote, it makes sense for the central banks to be looking at issuing sovereign debt currencies. Too many Americans have no access to easy payment systems and bank accounts, and I think this is something that a digital dollar, a central bank digital currency, could help with. It could result in a faster, safer, and cheaper payment, which I think are important goals. The world's central banks, including the U.S. Federal Reserve, are finally dipping their toes into this crypto universe. Even China is moving forward with their own digital yuan trial balloon. According to Catherine Austin Fitz, this development could portend to a dark future for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. She continues, quote, when they decide to shut down our bank accounts and say all you get is crypto, a universal basic income, and you got to take the injection or you can't transact on the financial system. This is instituting a totalitarian system through the financial system. When they shut that trap door, what you need to think about is, where are you going to buy food? We're in Never Never Land. We have two groups in our society. One group that can print money and the other who can earn money. What we saw last year is the people who could print money declared war on the people who earn money. They basically said, we're going to shut down your business and you're going to suck it up. You're going to take your market share or buyout with the money we print out of thin air. We have no pandemic. What this is an economic war. It's pure politics. It has nothing to do with any pandemic. How much will the central bankers, who print as much money as they want, spend to get you onto this platform? Your guess is as good as mine. The sky's the limit as to how much they can spend. What shocked me about a month ago is when I did a deep dive researching who owns what. BlackRock owns the country, pretty much. Remember, once they decide to bring out the central bank currencies, and they have steadily been regulating the cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and everything else, so the day they decide to take it to zero, they can do it. So what she's talking about is that they drive Bitcoin down to zero, and then they buy it up, and then they flip it as the official world currency. I mean, if you're going to invest in cryptos and build our prison for us, what you need to know is that this thing could go to 300,000. Could also go to zero. By the way, right now it's at about 62,000. It's a highly speculative market, and you need to approach it accordingly. In addition to the money hoax, we also must contend with the fake COVID hoax. Dr. Judy Mikovits has stated that the Moderna and Pfizer mRNA shot are in fact gene therapy. They're not a vaccine. We know that. The COVID injection itself contains synthetic RNA fragments encapsulated in a nanolipid carrier compound. The purpose is to lessen clinical symptoms associated with the spike protein, not the actual virus. It doesn't stimulate immunity, doesn't stop any alleged virus. There is no virus. The gene therapy only decreases your infection symptoms or when you get infected. In essence, the mRNA vaccine could alter your genetic coding, turning a human being into a spike protein factory. Synthetic proteins elicit an immune response, not the mRNA. The DNA present in every cell is turned into codes for the protein. The mRNA is an intermediary between the gene and the protein, and it is the protein to which the human body develops the immune response. Therefore, by definition, the mRNA vaccine isn't a vaccine because it doesn't elicit an immune response. The RNA is asking the body cells to produce protein as a response, prompting the antibodies to stave off the virus. This is an irreversible genetic modification. Once the switch is turned on, you can't turn it off. So if the Luciferian elite's goal is to transmute man into a self-contained digital blockchain ATM, at least it appears they've settled on a formula straight from the abyss. You can find that article at morningstarstale.com. And again, if you dig the show, what I'm doing, the best way to support the show is to go out and buy the book. Even if you don't like the theory, it's not a question of believing or not believing. It's just a question of, do you dig the show? And if you do, you buy the book. That's all. By the way, I just checked the sales numbers and had my best month ever. Thank you. No, really, thank you. I appreciate it. Let me just go through a few of these headlines because I'm bored with all of it, and I know you are too. COVID booster for workers in New Jersey hospital who got the J&J shot. They're mandating it. Air Force is first to face troops rejection. Thousands, apparently hundreds of thousands, will not be getting the jab. Over 70% of unvaccinated U.S. workers ready to quit if required to get the jab. President Slippers is at the Vatican for a meeting with Pope Francis. That's nice. I'm going to meet her with the Slippers. I got to talk slow because he no pick up. He not all there. I see the clips on the TV. Sometimes I'm watching a President Slippers and he's like, I don't know where I'm at. I'm touching the little white hairs on my leg. That guy's a creepy. I don't know about him. And that's ironic, the Pope saying someone else is a creepy. I know a creepy when I see it. New York City Police Department preparing for a slew of retirements amid the vaccine mandate, which hit at 5 p.m. this afternoon. The last place on earth you want to be right now is New York City. Try to get into a restaurant, a gym, anywhere without a vaccine passport. Oh, and if you get injured, good luck getting an ambulance. And if your building catches on fire, good luck putting it out. Because not only is the New York Police Department not getting the jab in droves, so is the New York City Fire Department. That place is going to be Thunderdome by Monday. Oh, gosh. And Dr. Evil said if his kids were 5 and 11, he would get them the vaccine in a second. Why are they in such a rush? This is like Don Pettit with NASA when they asked him, why did you destroy all the equipment used to go to the moon? And he said, well, I'd go back to the moon in a nanosecond, but we destroyed all the equipment. Why would you destroy the spacecraft that historically landed on the moon and came back to Earth safely? Unless it never did, and it's still somewhere near a soundstage in New Mexico, underneath the burial grounds of Stanley Kubrick. Dr. Evil, if his kids were 5 to 11 years old, I would vaccinate them in a second. What a liar. Evil, man. Can you imagine that? Giving this jab, I think 28 million children between the ages of 5 and 11 eligible, and they have a 99.9999 recovery rate without the jab. It's evil. That's the only way to describe it. This is demonic. It is satanic. And you're not going crazy. There are times when I'm thinking, this really isn't happening, and this isn't as evil as I think it is. Yeah, it is as evil as you think it is, and your instincts are correct. Get right with God, because only the spiritually are going to be able to discern what's going to happen between now and the end of the year. The perfect storm.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah! America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC Nightline.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Early start.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
This week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet.
Hey, gang.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.